Chapter 11. And a measuring rod similar in appearance to a staff was given to me, saying, Get up and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship in it, and leave out the courtyard outside of the temple, and do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will trample the holy city for 42 months, and I will grant authority to my 2 witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, dressed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees, and the 2 lampstands, that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouth and consumes their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, in this way he must be killed. These have the authority to shut the sky, so that it does not rain during the days of their prophecy. And they have authority over the waters, to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with every plague, as often as they wish. And when they have completed their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will make war with them, and will conquer them, and will kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city which is called, symbolically, Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. And those from peoples and tribes and languages and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and they will not allow their dead bodies to be placed in a tomb. And those who live on the earth will rejoice over them, and will celebrate, and will send gifts to one another, because these 2 prophets tormented those who live on the earth. And after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they went up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. And at that hour a great earthquake took place, and 1/10 of the city collapsed, and 7,000 people were killed by the earthquake. And the rest became terrified, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly.